There will be no mandatory nurse-to-patient staffing ratios at Massachusetts hospitals. About 70% of the voters said no yesterday to ballot question number one, which would have required the staffing ratios. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has our story.
Dozens of hospital leaders who spent nearly $25 million to defeat question one gathered at their state headquarters last night to watch the returns. But when Hospital Association President Steve Walsh stepped to the podium, he took care to avoid claiming a win against nurses. Instead, he talked about gratitude.
Thank you to the voters of Massachusetts for a vote to protect the best healthcare system in the nation.
But many voters expect the debates about nurse staffing to evolve now into productive conversations. Walsh says they will, through contract talks, meetings, legislation, and the media.
These are the conversations we owe to the voters. And most importantly, these are the conversations we owe to our patients.
We'll wait, along with those patients in harm's way, to see what they propose as a solution.
Union leader Donna Kelly Williams spoke to tearful nurses at the Massachusetts Nurses Association.
We know that right now, as I speak to you here, there are nurses caring for too many patients, and the problem continues to grow every year.
Kelly Williams, a nurse at the Cambridge Hospital Birth Center, says she never lets politics interfere with patient care. But arguments about patient staffing have frayed relations among nurses and management. Walsh says he expects all will refocus today on their mission, patient-centered care.
Everybody on both sides will go back to treating patients. That's what both sides on yes and no do.
The Baker administration says it will be part of the next round of discussions that ensure nurses have the support they need to provide the best quality care without another divisive ballot campaign. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.